Welcome to YouBroomIT.com podcast, where love and the mysteries of life meet a girl with a big opinion about everything. Today's installment is how to make money as a transcriptionist. And now, here's your host, Katie Hale.
Thank you once again for that introduction, Doc. As he said, today we are going to be talking about how to make money at home as a transcriptionist. Many people ask this question all the time. Can you legitimately make money doing transcription work from home? Well, the answer is yes, but there are a lot of details and a lot of things involved, and we're going to pick that apart today, and we're going to talk about how you can do it and actually look at, is this really something that is going to work for you in your home and in your life? So number one, let's talk about what is transcription. Transcription work is simply taking an audio file, whether it be a medical record, a court record, or just a recording of any conversation, and converting that into a written file transcript of what was said. Now, this is something that a lot of people need for court purposes. If you're going to court, your lawyer may record something, an interview with you, or it may be something where you are in a physician will record their notes on seeing a patient, and that will go into the patient files. Transcription is very common in medical and law work. It's also common in surveys and company demographics. The companies are doing surveys with people. It can come in handy to give them information about different peer group surveys or conferences. Transcription work is very, very common, very popular, and it is a job that is very needed. There are a lot of positions open right now. The problem is finding out where you can actually get that job, what are the scams and what are not the scams in this business. So today we're really going to look at a few things clearly. We have 4 points to cover today. We're going to talk about what you need to know about transcription, so what you specifically will be able to do and if it's a good job for you. We're going to talk about the upfront cost involved because, yes, transcription work does cost a little bit of out of pocket typically. We're going to talk about what tools you need to do the job successfully. And then I'm going to go to that one all-important thing at the end, who really hires at-home transcriptionists. That's what everyone wants to know. We want to know, who do I go to, where do I go, how do I get the job? But first, we have to figure out what you need for the job. So number one, what you need to know to be a transcriptionist. The main thing to be a transcriptionist is that you need to be good at listening and have great attention to detail. You can sit down right now and you could transcribe what I'm saying. Can you listen to what I'm saying and type this conversation, this podcast out, word for word, verbatim, without errors? That is what a transcriptionist needs to be able to do. You need to be able to be proficient with typing. That means that you need to type with few errors and you need to type fast. We're talking at a minimum 65 to 70 words per minute, but most transcriptionists can type 100 to 120 words per minute on average. So if you are someone who uses your two index fingers and picks at the keyboard to complete a sentence, then this job is probably not going to work for you because transcription is paid on what they consider an hourly rate. Sometimes it's paid by the job, but the job will say this is $45 for a job that should take 3 hours. That's $15 an hour. That's a decent rate of pay. But if it takes you 7 hours to complete that job, then you've cut your pay rate per hour down considerably. So if you are not good at typing, if this is not something that comes naturally to you, then you're going to be making a lot less money for your effort than if you are already very proficient. So you want to keep that in mind. Anyone can improve their typing skills, but if you're very, very slow at it, you may get frustrated before you become successful with this. You also need to be good with spelling and grammar. You need to be able to, because those things are going to be things that you might find errors in your transcription, you want to get them correct the first time. These are going to be things that have to be correct when you submit your transcription to your employer. So being good with spelling and grammar, you need to be able to multitask. You have to listen, you have to retain, you have to type all at the same time. There will be times where you may need to pause what you're listening to, go back, rewind, replay, and check your information to make sure because you're just not sure you heard it correctly. In those situations, you need to be able to manipulate the keyboard, a foot pedal, which is common in transcription, or your mouse, and you need to be able to multitask. You need to be able to listen well while typing and not make errors. One of the other things that is very commonly needed in transcription work is to be able to retain basic information. We all have different kinds of information that we kind of just store in our brain. Those little quick codes, shortcut keys on the keyboard, the different things, you know, keystrokes that make things easier. Those are things you'll want to know. You'll not want to know abbreviations. You may need to know medical terminology. You may need to know what doctors are abbreviating something. You may need to actually include not just the acronym, but the actual subject, the actual word, the actual information. So those are things you're going to need to be able to retain well. So to be successful at a transcriptionist, you need to know these things. You need to be able to listen and retain information. You need to be good in typing, proficient typing, very fast. You need to have great spelling and grammar and be able to multitask. These are very basic things that most people can acquire given time, even if they're not great right off the bat. But the problem is, if you start out in transcription very slow, you may find yourself being overwhelmed and frustrated because you're making less for your effort than you think you deserve. And that is why this is a job that is very specific, and people are becoming more and more picky about who they hire. While there are tons of transcription jobs out there, employers are becoming pickier each year about who they hire. And that takes us to part of our next topic is, what are the upfront costs involved with becoming a transcriptionist? You have to consider a few things. Number one, you are going to need internet access, and you will need a up-to-date computer of some sort. Typically, you're going to want a desktop or a laptop. Tablets do work well for some situations, but there may be applications that are not compatible with a tablet software or operating system. So you need to check and verify before you make a purchase that the operating system that the transcription company needs you to use to listen, whatever they have their MP3 files loaded in, is going to be something you can actually load onto your computer or your laptop or your tablet and be able to run and operate smoothly. You need that, number one. You need to look at the potential of having to pay for a pedal. A pedal is actually, it is a foot pedal that you will use to, instead of using your keyboard or your mouse to pause or rewind or skip forward, you will use that to push that with your foot because it frees up your hands for typing. So these are some upfront costs, but also let's look at the fact that you may need to get certification. This is the biggest upfront cost. Transcription work is so specific that many companies who outsource transcriptionists now require certification. This certification is something that you can get through a couple of online sources. I recommend Penn Foster or US Career Institute. They are both highly recommended. They both offer quality curriculum. They also both offer payment plans. And typically, the entire course curriculum is going to cost you anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500. Yes, that is a big chunk of money to spend, but it can be worth it if you turn around and are able to make that back within the first month or two of working in transcription. Both of those also offer some job placement opportunities where they may be able to recommend you to companies that are looking for new transcriptionists. So you do have some upfront cost. This is not something that you can simply sit down at your computer and go to a website, type in a resume, and get a job overnight. Transcription work can be extremely profitable. It can work around your schedule with your family, your kids, your, you know, daily activities, but it does often require some upfront cost. Another option for getting certification is to go through your local community college, and or even a local physician's office may train you in person. These are places that and ways that you can get certification. What does certification do for you? It gives you the foot in the door you need to get the job at the bigger companies that pay more. If you have a certificate saying that you have learned how to do transcription, you are proficient in different programs that are commonly used in transcription, and that you have good reading retention and listening skills and typing skills, they're going to bump you to the top of the list of applicants. Because transcription is so commonly talked about in the work from home business, it can be really difficult to get a job because there are tons of people out there applying for these positions. So you want to do whatever's going to make you stand out in the crowd. If you have a shiny certificate that says, I've completed this, these certifications tell how good I am at this project or this job, it's going to bump you to the top of that resume stack for whoever is looking to hire. So you do have some upfront costs when it comes to transcription work. There are things to consider that may not be so fun for you if you are coming as a work from home individual who is looking to get out of debt financially. You may not want to put in the time and money to get a certification because that's more debt on your family and yourself. So these are things to consider. While it is a great job to have and it offers a ton of flexibility, it may not be the best job for you right now. Some things that are important tools for the job. We've already covered a couple of things, but I want to go over those and a few more things. Most important tools for the job. Obviously, the computer, we've already talked about that. A desktop, a laptop is preferred. Some tablets may be okay, but I would definitely gear toward desktop or laptop. You will need a headset. Earbuds will work, but it's better when you have a high quality headset where you can hear sounds clearly, very sharp, because a lot of times, especially in medical transcription, doctors will be going very fast and it's going to be hard to understand some words they say. Or when you're doing transcription work for a lawyer or courtroom, you're going to hear people that are talking quieter. It's maybe mumbled or it may be a little more incoherent. And you want to be able to hear as much as possible. Your $5.99 earbuds you got on Amazon, probably not going to work for you. You're going to want to get a nice quality headset, headphone system that's going to be clear and help you hear things a little bit better. We already talked about the foot pedal that a lot of companies recommend. Some companies actually require that you use something like that. I don't see how they would know one way or another, but at the end of the day, it's a great investment if you are going to stay in this for a long time and become a transcriptionist full time. A foot pedal is going to give you a lot more time. It's going to make you more efficient. They're easy to manipulate. I have seen them as low as $50. I've seen them as much as $500. There are multiple versions out there. They're fairly inexpensive investment overall. And you can look online at some recommended ones. I will link up in this podcast notes within the blog post some of the ones that I recommend, having done transcription work myself in the past. Ones that I think are high quality, a decent investment for you and high enough quality that you're not going to be breaking in 2 or 3 weeks and have to make another investment. Another thing you're going to need is high quality internet. You dial up is not going to cut it for this job. You will be downloading a lot of audio files. So you need to have an internet plan that gives you enough room and enough bandwidth to download a lot of audio files. You're going to download those, or you may be streaming them live to listen to while you do your transcription work. You also are going to simply need quiet space and quiet time. If you are a work at home mom who has kids at home still, you homeschool mom like I am, or you have toddlers, young kids at home, this is something you can't have your kids running up behind you, interrupting you because you will mess up. You need to have a dedicated space with dedicated quiet time to be successful with transcription. The great thing about transcription is it does not require you to have a specific time per day that you do your work. You can get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. You can sit down for 2 hours and do transcription work, go about your day, come back, do another 2 hours from 6 to 8 at night. The thing is, you will have deadlines. So it doesn't matter when you actually do transcription work as much as that you meet your deadlines. So if you get an audio file this morning, comes in your inbox at 9 o'clock this morning, and they request that you have it completed by 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, you can start on it immediately, or you might wait until that afternoon. You want to give yourself plenty of time, though. It is always best to work within a couple of days ahead of time, if possible. Most transcription work will have at least a 48 to 72 hour window of turnaround time, although there will be occasions where you will have a file come in that you need to get back within 24 hours. Those rush occasions often pay you a lot better as well, so you may enjoy having them, but you need to have dedicated space and time to do them. So when you're looking at making the investment of getting certification and becoming a transcriptionist, you also want to look at your actual schedule, your lifestyle, and what your current obligations are. If you are homeschooling your children and you have 3 to 4 hours a day set aside for that, you know you're not going to be able to be doing transcription during that time. If you have outside extracurricular activities certain days of the week in the evening hours, or you are determined to have special family time, or you want to go to bed at a certain time each night, you have to know what your special hours are that you will be able to work. You need to be able to have specific set aside quiet space and quiet time to make this happen. If you don't have quiet space and quiet time, you're not going to be successful at transcription. You will make mistakes. You will take longer to complete tasks than you would like to, and you'll end up making less per hour than what you wanted. So let's look at, these are the things that are important tools for the job. You need the computer, you need the headset, you need the pedal, you need good quality internet. But most importantly in that category is quiet space and quiet time. Do you have an office? Do you go to your bedroom? Do you have a space in the living area that's set aside? You need to be able to be quiet and not have interruptions while you're doing your transcription work. So it's very important to consider that up front when you're looking at this as a potential work at home income. So let's go down to the last thing on our list. And this one we're going to spend a little bit more time on because this is the meat of this podcast. This is what everyone wants to know. Who's going to hire me and how do I get hired? There are 5 places that I have found are the best places to go to get hired doing medical transcription, legal transcription, or general transcription. I'm going to go through each name and then I'll talk a little bit about each one and what they offer. Number 1 is Tigerfish. Number 2 is TranscribeMe. Number 3 is Odesk. Number 4 is Elance. And number 5 is going to be your local physician's office. Now, if you are going to become a transcriptionist, you can start looking at potential places to get hired. You go online, you go do a Google search, and you will be overwhelmed with hundreds of sites that say that they will hire you. The problem is, how do you get your face and your name out there? And who's really going to have quality work for you and pay you to do things? These 5 are places that I have personal experience with and I know will hire you, will pay you a good wage, and can be a long-term commitment. Tigerfish and TranscribeMe are both companies that work for legal situations. They work for lawyers. They work for courthouse. They work for medical divisions. They work for hospitals, doctor's offices. They work for all kinds of different things. They may even work for just independent businesses that want to do some peer review groups and want that transcribed to present to their CEOs. So these 2 companies are great companies online that you can work with. They're very professional. But they do require professionalism in return. You're going to have deadlines. You will be sent audio files. You will be given deadlines and you will be required to return that information before the deadline. You will have to maintain professional office hours with these people. It doesn't have to be a 9-to-5, but you're going to have to do your job within a timely manner. You also will find that their rate of pay, their starting rate of pay is going to be decent. It will increase. It will be a rate of pay per job. And then they average it out by, this job is going to take you 3 hours. We're going to pay you $45 for this job. Your average rate of pay is $15 an hour. And when I talked about earlier in the podcast about the fact that you need to be proficient in these things, you need to be able to listen, retain, type, have good spelling and grammar. If a 3-hour project, what they present is 3 hours and you take 6 hours to do it, you've just cut your rate of pay down to $7.50 an hour. It may not be worth it to you to do that. And you may not be able to complete all of the files they give you in the time frame they give you. But if you can, these 2 are great companies to go with. I highly recommend looking them up, looking at their requirements before you make any investments. Look at what they require. I know that Tigerfish allows you to do a sample transcription format before you actually, their application method is for you to go on. They send you an audio file, you transcribe it, you send it back to them. And it's basically, if you can, you go through the system of, if you can complete this in the time and with the quality that they want, then they'll turn around and come back and there's more of a process to get you hired for them. So you may want to go test it out and see, okay, can I do this? Am I going to be good at this? They may be where you want to start to test. And then you may want to go from there as far as, am I going to call my local community college and see if they have any medical transcription classes? Or am I going to look up what it may cost to work with U.S. Career Institute or Penn Foster or even University of Phoenix Online offers a lot of these things. There, you want to look at these sites a little bit before you start to kind of deem if it really is what you want to do. 2 other sites that are a little bit different format, and they are a little harder to get jobs, but you can get paid better, and this is more on your terms, are Odesk and Elance. Both of these are considered freelance websites. It is a place where you go in. They have tons of different jobs available, and you put your resume out there and apply for these jobs, or you put a bid in for a job. And there are things from writing to programming to transcription. Now, the difference between you getting the job and someone else getting the job is typically going to be what you bid and what experience, verifiable experience you have. So even though you may want to start there because, oh, I can go here and I don't have to pay money to, or I don't have to apply, you really want to have some experience under your belt before you go there, because not being able to give them proof of prior work is going to put you down several notches in the methods of, okay, well, I have 20 applicants for this job. These 10 are in my price range, and these 5 have experience that I like. If you don't have experience, even if you are in the price range, they're likely not going to call you back for that job. So you want to look at those two as being sources for potential jobs after you get your foot in the water and have a little bit of transcription experience. Again, you can go sign up for both of those sites, look at what they have to offer, look at what people are requiring, and it will give you a little more information about, is this something I really do want to do? Finally, the option that was best in my life is to work with local physicians' offices. I worked as a medical biller for several years, and I had a foot in the door with local physicians' office because I was trained on the job. I was a receptionist who then turned into an insurance biller because the need was there. And the office manager said, here, let me show you how to do this, which then turned into me doing some transcription work for a few physicians in our area because they needed the help. I had the knowledge and I could work around what they needed in a fairly timely basis. You may be able to go to your local physician's office and work your way up in ranks and become a transcriptionist. Or you may be able to go to them and say, look, I would like to get started in transcription work. I know you have a current opening. I would like to do this from home. Here's my bid on what you're needing right now. And let me see if I can fulfill this for you. It works great if you already know the physician, the office staff. There are a lot of ways you can get into that with your local physician. It doesn't work so well in larger corporately owned doctor's offices. If your doctor's office is associated with a large national hospital chain, if you want to call it that, or a large hospital, you may not be able to get a job with a local physician's office as easily. It is, however, a great option for you to look into, or even just to talk to. You may be able to say, hey, I'm looking at potentially becoming a transcriptionist, and I want to talk to your transcriptionist and see if they can give me any tips or ideas on how to make this work for me. While I can give you my personal experience of my experience, it may not be the same as what you need in your life. So those are the 5 places that I recommend you go to for looking for actual jobs in transcription. And again, I will have those notes within the blog post around this podcast. So let's review real quickly what we've talked about today. Making money as a transcriptionist in your home is possible, but it does require potential upfront cost. It will require some equipment, which may cost you money, and it really requires tons of attention to detail, being able to retain information, and having enough quiet time where you can focus without interruptions. We covered today what you need to know about transcription. We covered what your upfront cost may be. We covered what the tools you need will be for this job. And we talked about who you can get hired with doing transcription work. We really want you to succeed in your work from home business. It is my goal with these podcasts to give you not only ideas of what you can look at, but to give you quality information about where to go and how to make yourself successful in these jobs. I am always, always available for questions. If you have questions, if you want more information, if you have concerns or you have your own thoughts because you have been a transcriptionist and you think I should add some information to my blog post about this subject, please feel free to email us at khale@ubroomit.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, or you can even just leave a comment in the blog post here on our site. We love to hear back from you. We love your feedback, and we really appreciate that you've taken the time to listen. We want to help you succeed as a work from home business person. So tune back in next week. We will have another blog post and podcast regarding another way that you can potentially make money from home as your own work-at-home business entrepreneur.
And thank you for joining us for another installment of YouBrewMyTea.com. If you're a podcaster and would like more information about professional production done for your audio with openers, closers, music, voiceovers, or voice sessions, please check us out at DocBryce.com. That's DocBryce.com, or email us at me@DocBryce.com.